You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. More and more people are speaking out against Governor Whitmer's executive order. In Lansing today, people protested the order at the state capitol. In northern Michigan, a group of sheriffs put out a statement calling the order vague and saying they would not have strict enforcement on some of the rules. Meanwhile, residents up north are seeing plenty of people violate the ban on traveling to second homes. Noelle Riley joins me now. Hi, Noelle.
Hi, Kendra.
So what's going on in Lansing today?
Well, a protest against the governor's orders took place. Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield tweeted about it. He basically said that he supports people's right to protest against the government. People are upset with not just the stay-at-home order, but also some of the restrictions on recreation. And also they're saying that the order violates their basic civil rights.
Okay, so here in northern Michigan, sheriffs are also saying they won't follow some of the governor's orders. Can you tell us what's going on with that?
Yeah, correct. Sheriffs from Leelanau, Benzie, Manistee, and Mason counties, they put out a press release today saying that they won't enforce some of the governor's orders. They feel that she's overstepped her executive powers. They are going to deal with violations on a case-by-case basis. The sheriff said that they want to make sure that their God-given rights are not violated. They want to reopen jobs and phases, and they want to reopen jobs that happen outdoors. Leelanau County Sheriff Michael Brockovich told me that some bans, like no voter vote, doesn't make sense, and it confuses people. He says it's very difficult to enforce, and the order says silent sports like biking and kayaking are okay, but motor boats, they're not allowed.
That starts getting very technical, very difficult for people to understand how a father and his son or a mother and her daughter can't go out in a boat and fish, but they could row if they didn't have the motor on, or they could kayak out there and fish.
He and other sheriffs aren't going to enforce those orders, essentially.
You also spoke to sheriffs about people following, coming and going from their second homes up north. Is that being enforced?
Not really. This seems to be a part of the order that sheriffs agree with, but it is difficult to enforce. Sheriff Brockovich says they've seen a huge number of people coming up north, and complaints have increased in Leelanau County.
We have maybe between 60 and 80 complaints a day that we get by phone, by someone just seeing you, by someone driving up to you, by emails, by phone calls, or actual complaints to 911 dispatch.
The officers then log what the complaints are. They send them out to the county's prosecutor. And in there, the attorneys send the homeowner a letter to cease all activity. And at this point, though, people have complied, and the sheriff and his deputies are not writing tickets.
And what are the other sheriffs saying?
Sure. So Sheboygan County Sheriff Dale Claremont is getting a lot of calls, too.
The majority of the calls that we are getting are they're concerned that people are coming up from downstate and not self-isolating.
It's the same thing in Sheboygan. The county attorney fields those complaints, and so far no citations have been given. You know, I called the county attorneys in both Sheboygan and Leelanau, and we haven't heard anything back.
Noelle Riley keeping us updated on how northern Michigan sheriffs are responding to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive order. Thanks, Noelle.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kendra.